Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, James Gilland, on Azurist Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. A lot going on. Don't know where to start again. Our titles again, Charlie Kirk, What Most Are Missing, UFO, UAP Contact, The Great Awakening, and the End of the Division Game, The War on Disease Profiteers. So it looks like that's where we're going. So anyway, it's almost like I don't know where to begin on this one, but I want to begin by repeating what was said in deep meditation by Yeshua ben Joseph, who many refer to as Jesus or Jesus. And so Jesus means son of Zeus, basically. Greeks gave him that name. He said, God in the multiverse is more vast and diverse than anyone can imagine. It can only be truly understood and embraced with humility. And, you know, it was quite a, then I got a nice healing from him, which I was in desperate need of. I had a major attack by some demonic type energies. It's when you're really over the target, you're going to get attacked. That's the way it is. They do ceremonies. They send some really nasty stuff your way. And I actually got tossed out of bed. You know, I still have a big old huge bruise on my arm and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just like comes with the territory. You know, what you do is you can't get into fear and you can't get angry, and you have to allow the creator to come through you and take care of business. And that's basically all you can do. But anyway, one thing about God, you know, you can't capsulize God in a book or, you know, or in the intellect. You can't do it. It's too vast. And so many a priest have gone mad trying to do so. And they try to just keep everything inside their little 6,000-year-old history manuscript. And even Jesus said, you know, you search the scriptures in vain, for I speak of a living God. He's talking about the creator and all creation. And it's so much more vast than any of us can imagine. So no one, no religion has an exclusive on God, though many would like you to believe they do. And many in ignorance will try to persuade others they have the one true God. Excuse me. Some with deadly force. Yet, who are they turning against other than the children of God, diverse as they may be? Yet to, excuse me, Kilauea has erupted like crazy. And man, there's a lot of stuff. Pele's hair and bog and everything in the air. So anyway, so reason this before you go to war. You know, we have to be brutally honest with ourselves and not let the ego claim it knows everything, especially in today's world where everything is topsy-turvy. And almost everything we've been told is a lie by officialdom. You know, Charlie Kirk assassination will again go down in history as a perfect example. You know, Tyler the Shooter on the Roof scenario is falling apart. Too many opposing witnesses and footage. You know, the ballistics and sound don't add up. You know, people are saying there was a second shot. You know, it wasn't just one. So anyway, it sounds like, there we go. This is like Trump 2.0. And anyone who's ever shot a 30-06 knows the damage they do. I mean, you can kill an elephant with one of those. So anyway, you know, what was with all the hand signals? You know, could the camera behind Charlie be a hologram? You know, emitter or a gun disguised as a camera, easily targeting the back of his neck? According to Elon Musk, the shot came from the back, you know, if that was Elon Musk, who knows, you know. So some say there was an explosive in the mic. If you want to go down the wild side, was it even Charlie? You know, a clone or mask or lookalike? You know, a strange close-up side-by-side pictures show his teeth are different than other pictures. So some are saying it isn't even his wife, and it's a grand psyop to redirect humanity on a more positive timeline. You know, I'm not saying any of these theories are correct or casting shadows on anyone. I'm saying we may never know the truth. Many of these events are created to divide the people over which scenario is true, and just it's avoid the obvious. They're taking people out who go against the program. So whenever there is an assassination or a psyop, there'll always be a lot of misinformation, radical conspiracies. It might also be one of the most those all the above questions, basically. So until there is an unbiased investigation with impeccable integrity, we'll never know the truth. Just like the Kennedy assassination, where a lot of questions to this day are unanswered. And so look for patterns, the same ancient organizations behind the assassinations of many leaders of the past, bent on world dominance, keeping the people divided in almost all cases. They've had a hand in all of these assassinations. This goes back to and before Socrates and Caesar, who were killed by their own democratic parties, Even Pythagoras was killed because in his escape from tyranny, he would not take a shortcut through a bean field, messing up the farmer's crop. So, great thinkers and messiahs die young on earth, and that's just been a pattern. And we've got to put that pattern to bed, stop the nonsense. But the same ancient group is behind the race, religion, cultural, and gender divisions perpetuated by corrupt politicians, the corporate-owned media, truth and unity are their kryptonite. And so if you're out there telling people to come together and unite and you're telling the truth, I mean, you're on the list, put it that way. And basically those who speak the truth and desire unity are their enemies. So they make things complicated, so you'll miss the simplicity, the obvious. So ponder this for a while. And meantime, we'll go back and take a look at the news. So people are missing the big picture when it comes to Venezuela. Venezuela created the software and computers to steal elections and install dictators globally. Many have exposed the makers of these voting machines and software for rigging elections, only to be sued and lose due to a rigged and weaponized justice system. This will all be exposed and overturned, just as the lawfare used against Trump. Your leaders in most cases were never elected. They were installed sometimes down to the local level. Ever wonder how Biden won? It wasn't just ballot stuffing, truckloads of fraudulent ballots entered just at the last minute after the polls closed. Thousands of Trump votes found tossed in ditches. The illegal aliens were given driver's license in blue states so they could vote. No ID, voting laws, those sure helped. It was never about voting. It's all about who counts the votes, much of which was done in other countries. Bet you didn't know that, The evidence is overwhelming that there was extreme tampering in the 2020 elections. We need to completely overhaul the voting system, which is happening as we speak. Paper, watermark ballots, chain of custody oversight, and votes having to be counted in a timely manner. Having a 1 or 2 day holiday to vote using absentee ballots only in extreme cases like the military overseas are ways to stop the fraud. Just questioning this gets your channel shut down. And by the way, if I wonder if Google is going to reimburse us for shutting down our channels or Facebook. We were warning the people from the beginning not to get the jab, rigged elections, and the globalist agenda, even talking about the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders or inner earth here to help get you banned. It's not just on YouTube or Facebook. The nuts and bolts controlled narrative, good old boy club, conferences, and alien shows as well. None of which are interested in real contact or real disclosure. It's been happening to SETI for over 40 years. Come on. If they were interested, they'd be covering it. So their real motives are profit, taking dark money and perpetuating the controlled narrative, sponsoring planned opposition shills and posers. It's all entertainment. It's a carnival, basically. So you're not going to find disclosure through these avenues. There are people that are working on, Corey Good's doing a good job out there. There's just a few out there that are doing a good job, but I'm not saying all of them are doing it. But anyway, Trump just won a $24 million lawsuit and some change, basically, against Google for censoring him. Maybe it's time we all got reimbursed, at least our channels back. I guess telling the truth violates community standards. And here's another. Do you know why the government was just shut down? Because the Democrats want their DEI slush funds, gender mutilations ending in extreme adverse effects, and many of them eventually committing suicide. And most important, trillions for illegal aliens, their illegitimate voting base. And so you wonder why they're down to about 11% approval base. Here's another one. Venezuela is also one of, if not the largest drug cartel on the planet. Illegal drug sales and its oil reserves have been used to enrich Maduro, bribe and blackmail countries rather than being used to feed and house its own people, most of which live in abject poverty, which is really sad. So there's always more of the story concerning why an armada of ships was sent to visit Venezuela. There's billion-dollar drug busts going down, and it seems to be the norm now with drug-running boats going up in flames. So we're finally going to see an end to this. Chicago's defund the police, soft on crime mayor. Just watch an entire mall get ransacked and destroyed. He claims crime is going down. The police have made it very clear the mayor is not their friend, and the average person wants this cleaned up so they can walk the streets safely. There was a rapid federal response arresting over 550 people and counting. Many were illegal gang members, loving the mayor's sanctuary city policies. So hopefully they will send some troops to Portland. The locals have had enough there as well. So if you talk to the locals, they're going, "We can't even get into our houses. We can't walk in our neighborhoods without somebody hassling us." They said this is really ridiculous. So anyway, Pete Hegseth and Trump called for all the generals and base commanders to return to Virginia. So most think it's due to the upcoming war with Venezuela, unrest on the home front, or possible war with Russia or China. They are cleaning out the military, ending DEI, generals in skirts, and holding many of them accountable for betraying their oaths. This includes involvement with child trafficking for some of the uber-rich and politician pedophiles, so a lot of leaders involved in that. Some generals work more for China and the war industry than for the people. So what better place to pick up kids than war-torn countries? They have to clean up the military first in order to go after other high-level people. This will put an end to the crime epidemic, lawlessness, the deep state, and their political puppets. No more Afghanistan debacles or leaks to China. Military courts are fast, efficient. Political clout or money doesn't change the outcome. They just the facts, basically. And they're the only way to bypass the corrupt court system and bring justice. Many DAs, judges, and politicians will find themselves in front of these courts, basically. The globalists and their deep state have a motto: keep them poor, sick, and stupid. I have to admit they're doing a very good job. And then there is the demoralization programs, the destruction of the family unit. Have you seen the level of education coming out of our schools? If you ask a college student where Saudi Arabia is, or a math question, it's sad. It's very sad. None of them can answer it. Unless you have somebody from overseas come over, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 they've got the answers because they have a much better educational system, but they're being brainwashed as well. So anyway, looks like Antifa, a source-funded group, is finally now designated as a terrorist organization. The majority of the left-wing Democrats, corrupt DAs, and judges are backed by the same nefarious group. Recently, Alex Dickey had 39 arrests, 25 felonies, was walking free until he brutally murdered Logan Federico inside her home. This is just one of many horror stories of people getting raped, killed, or robbed due to soft on crime policies and flooding the country with gangs and criminals. Politicians sure made their handlers proud on that one. This has got to come to a stop. I mean, there's no, how do you defend this? You can't, So here's a good question. How did Ilhan Omar rise to an alleged 30 million net worth in a very short time? Occasional cortex is another, followed by the grandmasters of bribes and insider trading, Pelosi. Other politicians, both Democrat and rhinos, end up becoming multimillionaires overnight, some billionaires, if they stay in long enough. They all need to be investigated as to how they acquired these massive empires. Did the money come from China, Ukraine, the Take Down America, global eugenicists, or other hostile countries? Might be all the above, basically. But many of these Democrats are acting like terrorist organizations, refusing to prosecute violent crimes and calling for more division, more violence, at war with over half of America and a duly elected president. So, how is that saving democracy? For those with cognitive dissonance, let me repeat that. How does refusing to acknowledge a duly elected president, the will of the people, go against all the policies he ran on, save democracy? Mob rule is not democracy. Big difference. They brand anyone that disagrees with them as racist, Nazis, genocidal homophobes with no right to live. There's anyway, I don't even want to go there. I'm not going to go there. I was going to talk about a lot of the church and school shootings and do some research on the majority of the people involved in that. So, anyways, these riots and demonstrations are all funded and inspired by the same Take Down America globalists. Look up the facts in the Floyd arrest. He died of an overdose. I think it was fentanyl, according to the record. He was arrested for aggressively trying to cash a bad check. He had a list of previous felonies, one carjacking a pregnant woman. I'm pretty sure she was black, holding a gun to her stomach. Did she or her child in the womb, did their life matter? We need to start asking these questions. How about all the people that died in the riots? Did their lives matter? What about their businesses being burned down? Did their businesses matter? This is like psycho stuff here. Anyway, they made him a hero and the cops the enemy, I'm not saying all cops are good. The majority of them are have a duty and they're doing their job, but there are some cops that are, after a while you just get fed up. You get tired of the nonsense. So, just as they make child trafficking, wife beating drug dealers into innocent fathers, this is ridiculous. I mean, they are the party of crime. Not just soft on crime, perpetuating crime. So they use the media to socially engineer critically thinking, integrity, and morally impaired people to do their bidding. People that have not realized who the real enemy is, those responsible for the crime and abject poverty, doing their bidding, against, they're doing their bidding against those trying to save them. People sitting in million-dollar mansions due to ill-gotten gain with security and iron gates, claiming to be champions of the people. I'm not talking about people that made their money honestly. I'm not tearing down the rich. It's those who, made their money with ill-gotten gain, on fraud, basically. But they're not champions of the people, although that's what they call themselves. Anyway, have you seen the caliber of people at their demonstrations? Most don't even know why they're there, other than a paycheck. They read from scripted flyers with chants they don't understand, filled with debunked false accusations. The more they act wild and crazy or violent, the more they get paid. Why do you think they're all filming themselves? They get a bonus, so by the same people that have been funding all this. They use blue state cities most in rapid decline to draw from. And then what they do is rather than they blame, the very people trying to do something good, rather than take personal responsibility for what they created, anyway. So these unfortunate people that follow them are expendable pawns in their divisionary games being played with no regard for their lives, freedom or well-being. In fact, if they all take themselves out, it only assists in their depopulation programs. There's those that have TDS to the point of mental illness who are taking themselves out, like pregnant mothers overdosing on Tylenol just because Trump warned about the dangers to pregnant women. If he wants to strengthen his political lead, all he has to do is say guillotines are bad, don't stick your head in one and release the blade. Don't jump off cliffs or overpasses. Don't run through heavy traffic on freeways. Don't jump in front of law enforcement vehicles, ambulances, or ICE trucks. I'm sure quite a few on the extreme left with TDS will do the opposite and take him up on it. If it was not so tragic, it would be comical. I think the higher dimensional beings are just doing a lot of head slaps up there. Here's a little hint. Common sense is God sense. How about doing a little research before you jump? Sadly, common sense and research is no longer common. It's becoming a rare event. And most people just turn on, CNN or MSNBC or whatever and just get their heads filled with recycled ignorance and lies, and that's what they base their beliefs on. Just always remember there is a lie in belief. You're not always right because somebody told you something. Anyway, thankfully, many are waking up, stepping out of the woke movement and radical left, realizing where it is leading them. The violent death of Charlie showed them how intolerant and violent the left has become. Their Green New Deal has nothing to do with saving the environment and everything to do with moving billions and control into the hands of the very people that created the mess. The entire solar system is going through climate change driven by the sun. The human CO2 footprint is 0.04% of the naturally occurring 4% CO2 in our atmosphere. So do the math. What is 0.04%? Of 4%. I mean, it's not very much. Anyway, Kilauea just erupted again, as well as other volcanoes dumping more CO2 in the atmosphere than the entire human race, along with the fires. And, again, these global warming warriors have been duped. I say line up, hold hands, glue yourself to the lava, and try to stop the lava flows. Maybe you'll learn your lesson. Maybe a sacrifice like in the good old days will stop the spewing of lava and massive amounts of CO2 way beyond any human addition. So anyway, leave the moms, trying to pick up their children or go to work alone. Join the firefighters, do some brush removal, get a few blisters on your hands, at least do some good. We're all for cleaning up the environment, bringing in the fuelless energy, anti-countergravity, med beds, et cetera, magnetic engines, all this, That was never what the Green New Deal was about. In fact, they are the very ones suppressing these technologies. So we spoke a long time, about karmic backlash. And we are seeing with Obama, Clinton's, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Jack Smith, quite a few others. Karma's coming home to roost. Anyway, this is allegedly, this just in. This is unbelievable. There's a major adrenochrome lab tied to Obama was just raided with hundreds of graves of children. Malik, Obama's brother, according to a news report, allegedly said Obama has a serious adrenochrome addiction, and not to mention some other upcoming serious problems like supporting ISIS and giving billions to Iran. For those that don't know what adrenochrome is, it's a substance that's gathered by terrorizing children, and taking their blood. So you might want to look that one up. These people are all tools in bed with the same takedown America globalists. Many of your politicians have dual citizenships with Israel. Without the support of AIPAC, a globalist secular Jewish organization, most would not have been elected. You cannot serve two masters or two countries. Now, I don't know how this is even legal, along with the diplomatic immunity that comes with the pledge. Again, according to Charlie Kirk, we need to decouple from these organizations, politically and spiritually, putting America first. I say, I think Trump would have that same idea. Put America first? What a novel idea. America first, and then become an example for others. And when we become totally prosperous, we can help others. Great idea. Anyway, Charlie addressed the elephant in the room only a handful of people have had the courage to do. So most that did are no longer with us, basically. So the new letter praising Israel with his full support is either fake or from his earlier days. before he realized, what was really happening. So decoupling from secular Jews was his stance right up to his last days. So say a prayer for Candace Owens exposing all of this. Might want to donate for her security forces and others revealing this information. There's a price to pay, for telling the truth and exposing this. It's satanic, Luciferian nonsense, basically, is what it is. There is a saying, a fool in his mischief is like fresh milk. It takes a little time to sour, but as surely as the cart following the horse, it will catch up. So, as you sow, so shall you reap also comes to mind. Karma is being accelerated and amplified as part of the great awakening or ascension process. There are arrogant narcissists that actually believe they're not subject to karma or universal law. People ask, why don't you pick up the sword? Anybody who's read my newsletters, listened to my radio shows, and international speaking engagements for the past 40 years is aware I've been far from silent on these matters or idle. Where are the fallen ones going to hide? Wherever they go, their karma goes with them, here and in the hereafter. There's nowhere to hide. There's a greater force they have ignored, and it is pressing in immensely, increasing exponentially, revealing everything. Universal law is real. It's honored throughout the dimensions, the multiverses, and the cosmos. So, what those of limited understanding call heaven, but stepping outside of universal law creates consequences. These consequences may not come as quick as most would like, but they are coming. It's not a wrathful God, it's the reactions to your own actions recorded in your soul beyond the ego and the personality. God, Creator, Great Spirit is just the amplifier and now the accelerator saying, as you wish. We choose and create our reality by our thought and actions. So we magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. So we want to get out of this mess, forgive and release the past, redirect your thoughts and actions to align with the universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Redirect your energies and assets in service to humanity and the earth. That is the way out. The days of tyranny, the war, and disease profiteers are coming to a close. They will be held accountable. So it's time to decouple from them or you will suffer their same fate. Q has always said Israel will be last. And the UN and most of the world has turned against Israel and the ongoing genocide and land grab, known as the Palestinian War. They all walked out during his UN speech. Nothing is or was as it seems with this war, as well as every other war we've gotten involved in. Charlie Kirk demanded his organization decouple from what he called the secular Jews. Many were never Jews by birthright or DNA. They're globalists, international bankers originated from Khazar, which is now known as Ukraine. Many Israeli leaders were, in fact, Ukrainian or of European heritage. Historically, they were forced to pick a religion because they were so corrupt, the kings of the time felt picking a religion might redirect their energies and actions, in their tyrannical criminal ways. They picked a form of Judaism, the Talmud, as their Bible, and just be. Because according to their interpretation of the Talmud, you can marry three-year-olds, you can have sex with boys, rape women, and take from goyim, a non-Jew or non-believer, anything you want, even an organ, because they're less than cattle. Some believe it's theirs, God's will to actually kill all non-believers. And this is openly stated by their rabbis. I've heard some speeches from these rabbis, and I was shocked. I go, how can this guy call himself a man of God and openly, support this nonsense? It's not God that they're working with. That little cube on their head is tied to something very dark. Anyway, not all rabbis who follow the misinterpretations of the Talmud, for their own devious reasons. There's other peaceful, honorable sects. And so this is not anti-Semitic, it's history, and has nothing to do with the Israeli people other than the leadership, which has been taken over by the same group. Israel was funded by the globalists before it was Palestine. Charlie Kirk realized this group was funding the division, including the riots in America. They were destroying the family unit. Were actually they're acting ungodly, and he did not want to have anything to do with them. So he actually turned down $150 billion from the same group. So now you know who wanted Charlie Kirk and his organization Turning Point either gone or redirected. This same group has been behind almost all other assassinations of those who wanted to unite their countries in peace and prosperity, especially those who knew who these globalists were and what they've done in the past and what they're up to now. You're a threat if you know their history and know who they are. So these globalists desire world domination through collapsing economies, demoralization, and destruction of the family unit. They're eugenicists, keeping the numbers down through depopulation measures, which include poisoning the water, air, and food, perpetuating wars, even weather warfare. They can amplify and steer hurricanes and storms, create tornadoes, even earthquakes. I think we've seen that on a very grand scale. This is so weird. I turned my phone off, shut it down. And right in the middle of the show, it answers with spam. It goes off with spam. Talk about interference. We've had extreme interference. So, anyway, we have to ask why. It's funny how it went off right when I talked about them steering storms and amplifying them and hurricanes and, good timing, guys. Anyway, why has your air, water, and food been poisoned? Who's making and dispersing these toxins? Who owns these companies? Track it down. Why aren't your agencies addressing this, holding them accountable? RFK is bringing all this to light, and he's doing a great job under a lot of duress, I might add. And so those who are going up against him are the very people that are poisoning America, basically. So, almost all governments and agencies in the past have been infiltrated and weaponized. This includes many of the major religions. The globalists own them. This is all being exposed and coming to an end. What they don't own is the soul, the hearts and minds of free-thinking people, and their connection to God, Creator, Great Spirit, or any other name you want to give it, even though it is beyond the names and images of man. What Charlie was activating was Christ consciousness, destroying their plan to continue the ungodly social engineering of the kids at universities. This includes all the way down to kindergarten with their drag queen story hours. The great awakening and present end of the absolute, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on, all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the creator within. All creation is coming forward in everyone and everything. It's called creating heaven on earth. And everything that doesn't align with creating heaven on earth, that is not in service to humanity, earth is collapsing. Almost all attempts to suppress the truth are failing. We have massive light ships the size of planets moving through our solar system, fleets of smaller ships in tow. The night skies are literally filled with them. Trying to dismiss them as satellites, space junk, and swamp gas has failed. Trying to make them all evil or back-engineered government ARVs, has also failed. If it is an ARV, it's an alien reproduction vehicle. It came from alien technology, and this technology has been around since 1930. In our government, we've been working on it. The Germans had it back in the early 1900s. So, trying to ignore the bearded gods of old and their extreme technologies, their airships, we call them little g gods, it's all been written about in ancient texts, cuneiform tablets, and on temple walls is another fail. They failed at covering this up. Their stone high-tech monuments using natural spiritual technologies like pyramids found globally are being discovered, and some have been activated. Look at what's under the Great Pyramid, and those other pyramids, there's massive technology under there that's way beyond anything that we've ever, created. So anyway, many of these structures lay buried underneath the Antarctic and underneath the sea, the 6,000 year-old history of Earth religious fanatics would like us to believe is again a total fail. The Earth is 7.5 billion years old. Carbon dating is a fail because there were millions of years where the Earth had a thick, constant cloud cover. The Earth is constantly recycling itself as molten rock, as the plates slip underneath one another. So a lot of your most ancient ancestors are now molten rock, basically. Advanced civilizations have been coming and going, setting up colonies, rising and falling due to great wars using extreme technology, natural cataclysms, and pole shifts for over 600 million years. So not going to hear that in your churches or your schools. Wait till Tartaria comes out, and the great mud flood, that they've been trying. That's all coming forward. Anyway, very advanced culture was building those buildings. It's time to grow up and join the rest of the universe, the greater family of man, woman throughout the universe. Our universe is multidimensional as we are. We're not just a meat sack with a body and a personality, as they would like us to believe. The whole game is keeping you locked in the first three chakras: survival, sex, and power. And the music industry, the movie industry, the advertising industry, everything is designed to lock you into the first three chakras. So you really think about it. The fear and all the craziness and the news and everything keep you in fear. You're not going to get the woman, the beautiful bronze woman, unless you drink the right beer and drive the right car. Survival, they're trying to keep everybody in survival. I mean, where's the good news? Anybody open a channel and hear about all the good news going on? It doesn't exist. I mean, there are some channels starting to come out to do that, but we need to evolve, rise to the occasion, and take a quantum leap in evolution, which is what the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, many of our ancient ancestors, are offering. Most of this technology is already on Earth, sequestered away from the masses. These ancient ancestors have gained the wisdom from their past. They've transcended wars, poverty, all divisions in race and culture, seeing the Creator in all creation. They operate under universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. The ones that did not take the spiritual path took themselves out and are no longer with us. Most of them are stuck in the fourth dimension, the lower fourth dimension, and they're not even reincarnating. They couldn't get past their power over others program and their egos, and so they're stuck. They didn't go anywhere. If they do reincarnate, it's going to be on a lesser plane where a lot of like-minded hang out, and they'll spend the rest of their days trying to control and dominate and manipulate each other. Because that's what they've chosen anyway. So the Star Nations have returned, as prophesied. Our ancient ancestors, almost all indigenous people, are aware of this, and the only threat contact with spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations is to the tyrants, the controllers, and those who have suppressed humanity, enslaving them through dependency for thousands of years. Their return is fulfilling a prophecy followed by 1,000 years of peace. The Earth will join the rest of the universe in peace. Universal law will be reinstated. We will take a quantum leap in evolution. The days of tyranny, war, disease, and poverty will come to an end. The beautiful many ascended masters, saints, and sages, including very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, all work in unity with the same force, what we call the God Creator, or Great Spirit force, the force within everyone. The cosmic birther and wellspring from which all life springs forth, So it's that spark in everyone waiting to ignite and to become the full flame. It's in the heart. It sits right next to the heart, which is why they don't want you in the heart. They want you in survival, sex, and power, the lower three chakras. So the only difference between these really advanced ETs and us, is they operate under universal law. They have access and utilize more of the unified field of consciousness and energy in which we all exist. They know they're more than a meat sack, and a personality. Those on Earth so desperately cling to. There has always been a light and a dark force, yin yang, positive and negative, good and evil, or something different. Evil is best explained as different degrees of going against universal law in self-service, just as good is best explained as different degrees of operating within universal law in service to others. We all choose who we serve, and some are in the gray area, yet that level is going away. There is a great bifurcation of worlds underway. No more fence sitting. People call the collapsing of timelines, they call many worlds theory. They have all these different things to explain this, but basically, it is a great bifurcation of worlds, and some are going to choose the upward spiral and some are going to choose the downward spiral. And there's no more fence sitting. So we are all going to have to choose. We can choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature in service to others, the upward spiral. The other choice is serving the beast, the satanic Luciferian war and disease profiteers, misusing technology whose lust for power of others and wealth and greed is insatiable. So, and this is unsustainable and eventually consumes itself, as all the prophecies foretold. It's the downward spiral, ending in social, economic, and environmental collapse. So these are our choices. Choose wisely in thought and action in the days to come. The second coming is the Christ consciousness, some call Buddha consciousness, carrying with it universal law through the hearts and minds of all humanity who choose to rise to the occasion. It will be joined by legions of multidimensional light beings, light ships, spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We often call the star nations, those of indigenous cultures. Anyway, so your governments, major religions, the controllers have done everything just to dismiss them. Why? Because most are not there to empower the individual. They're there to create a dependency. The temple has always been within, controlling the people with fear of losing favor with external, jealous, wrathful, genocidal gods comes to an end when one makes their own personal God connection. The days of the tyrants and the controllers come to an end when people awaken to the all-loving, all-forgiving God, which was never external and has always been within. It was never a little old man with a laptop or a tablet in one hand, and a lightning bolt in another. That isn't how it works. Those that understand this awaken and rise to the occasion can no longer be controlled. They can't use fear, guilt, and unworthiness to control you anymore. And division. Those are the games they play, and it's over. So if this is too complicated and messes with your comfort zone, let's just try being kind to each other and the planet. Keep it simple. Choose a life of service to humanity and the earth. This has always been the message of the enlightened ones, the avatars, the masters, saints, sages, and other spiritual and technologically advanced multidimensional beings. It's all coming back due to prayers and popular demand. So make this message viral. Feel free to read it on your networks to friends and family. It'll help them through the challenges of the days to come. It would even make a great bedtime story for the kids. The end of tyranny, or you can make a story around this, kid, it'd be great to teach kids at a young age, teach them how to clear unseen negative influences too. The world is, the old world basically is collapsing, and a new world has taken its place. Not the new world order of the fallen ones, a new divine order based on universal law. So buckle up for October through December. It's going to be a wild ride, and sovereignty is going to return to the people, and so is abundance, but it's going to be a rocky road. So anyway, have a great evening. Godspeed, and stay tuned and focus on the heart. Focus on love, joy, and bliss until you become it. That's what the lamas teach. So on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Watch the skies. A lot going on. Good night.
We are standing here in Times Square in New York City while Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to speak at the United Nations to the world leaders. And we as Jewish people are joining masses of right-minded people who are standing up and saying, no, we are here to address the world and to encourage world leaders to take a stance. So many world leaders have taken a stance in the last couple of days, speaking here, addressing the United Nations, and we encourage the rest of the world. We as Jewish people are deeply embarrassed when all these crimes, this genocide, this starvation of little children, and this occupation altogether is being committed against the Palestinian people, and especially when this is being committed in our name, supposedly in the name of all Jews. And on top of all, our religion, the Jewish religion, is being misused to justify all these crimes. This is an embarrassment of our people, and this is a desecration of God's name. We are here to make it clear, to help people, to help government leaders overcome this massive propaganda and realize and understand that the state of Israel in no way represents world Jewry, and condemning the crimes of Israel is in no way anti-Semitic. If we are seeing crimes, those crimes are supposed to be stopped. They should be criticized and condemned, regardless who the perpetrators of them are. We are deeply pained when we see this catastrophe being inflicted on Palestine, but it's not only Palestinian people suffering. This is Jewish people as well. Unfortunately, we are seeing an endless cycle of bloodshed where everyone suffers. Little Palestinian children are starved to death. Jewish people the world over are endangered because of what's being done in our name. All of this is wrong, and we are challenging the Zionist propaganda, and we want people to understand that Israel is nothing about a self-defense. This is offensive from the day they started. This is criminal from the day they started. This is not the safety and security for the Jews. We didn't need safety and security in Palestine. We lived in Palestine in a beautiful peace prior to the 1920s, despite any differences of religions. Because the Jewish people at the time didn't have any agenda of oppressing the population of the land. It is the movement of Zionism which has destroyed that beautiful peace, and it's the continuous crimes which is fueling the endless cycle of bloodshed. If we truly want to see a better future, if we truly want to see safety and security for all, then we should stop the root cause to conflict. We should stop this occupation. And we have to stop it in its entirety. And then and only then we can hope to see once again a beautiful future. Thank you.
Is it Pat?
Oh,
is it
gosh.
By it?
Oh my gosh. There's one coming towards the mountain while the other one's going away.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you were saying satellites don't go like that, right? They go on an orbit.
I can't get this guy.
A tail.
Oh, he is. He's powering up.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Woo-hoo. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice. I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment. That was an epic moment there.
I'm like on emotional.
Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.